I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews.
Vayan conmigo al libro de Hebreos.
And I would like you to turn to Hebrews chapter 7.
Vamos a ir a capítulo 7.
I want to read Hebrews chapter 7.
Vamos a leer Hebreos 7.
And I want to read verses 18 through 28.
Versos 18 a 28.
And it's from these verses that we will get our message.
Y vamos a hablar de estos versos.
It says in verse 18, and I'm going to read this in English. It says, "For there is then an annulling of the previous commandment due to its weakness and uselessness. For the law made nothing perfect, but now a better hope is introduced by which we draw near to God. And he was not made a priest without an oath. Other priests were made without an oath, but this one with an oath by the one who said to him, 'The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.' Through this oath, Jesus became a guarantor of a better covenant. And the former priests were numerous because they were hindered from serving because of death. But he, because he lives forever, has an everlasting priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, because he at all times lives to make intercession for them. For such an high priest was fitting for us, for he is holy, innocent, undefiled, separate from sinners, and is higher than the heavens. Unlike those high priests, he does not need to offer daily sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's, for he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men who are weak as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints a son who is made perfect forever." Let's read verse 25 one more time, and it says this: "Therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, because he at all times lives to make intercession for them." You can read verse 25 in Spanish.
Verso 25 dice: "Por lo cual puede también salvar completamente a los que por medio de él se acercan a Dios, viviendo siempre para interceder por ellos."
And I want to speak a short message this morning entitled "Saved to the Utmost."
Quiero compartir el mensaje con el título "Salvado al máximo."
Again, saved to the utmost.
Salvado al máximo.
Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the anointing upon your word this morning. I pray, Lord, that your word would speak into every one of our lives that are gathered here in the building or online. I pray, Lord, that your word would come forth with clarity, yet with simplicity. And I pray most of all that, Lord, it would be beneficial for us spiritually today. Bless the preaching of your word, we ask in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen.
Amen.
These verses that I read just a bit ago,
estos versos que leí,
in some ways could be a little difficult to understand.
En una manera pueden ser difíciles a entender.
We weren't raised in Jewish culture or in Judaism.
Nosotros no crecimos en en ser judíos.
And so because we don't know or have a background in Jewish culture, sometimes these things can be hard to understand.
Y quizás no sabemos la cultura de los judíos y por eso es difícil un poco entender.
But these verses are talking about the differentiation between what happened under the law and what now takes place under the new covenant.
Pero estos versos nos enseñan la diferencia de lo que pasó abajo del antiguo pacto y el nuevo pacto.
In the Old Testament, there was a priesthood.
En el Antiguo Testamento habían sacerdotes.
And those priests began with Aaron and his sons.
Y los sacerdotes empezaron con Aarón y sus hijos.
That was, Aaron was Moses's brother.
Aarón era el hermano de Moisés.
And so from the time of Moses all the way up until the time of Christ, there was a priesthood.
Desde el tiempo de Moisés hasta Jesús, siguieron siendo sacerdotes.
And the function of the priesthood was to offer sacrifice and to offer intercession for the people.
Y el propósito de tener un sacerdote es que ellos podían dar el sacrificio por la gente.
The sacrificial system was instrumental in keeping the people in covenant relationship with God.
Y este sistema de dar sacrificios ayudaba que la gente podían mantener su relación con Dios.
But the Hebrew writer brings a distinction from the old into the new.
Pero el que escribió el libro de Hebreos nos enseña la diferencia del antiguo y el nuevo.
Under the new covenant, there's only one high priest.
Abajo del nuevo pacto, solamente hay un sacerdote.
And his name is Jesus.
¿Quién se llama Jesucristo?
In the Old Testament, the high priesthood came. Every high priest lived and died, and then a new one took his place.
En el Antiguo Testamento, bajo de la ley, el sacerdote servía, se moría, y otro se levantaba, el sacerdote.
And this was because of sin.
Y esto era que tenían pecado y tenían que tener este sistema.
Because there was sin in the world, there would be death.
Porque había pecado en el mundo, iba a haber el morir.
And so because they would die, they would have to install a new high priest, you know, every so often.
Y después que un sacerdote se moría, tenían que levantarse otro nuevo sacerdote.
But Jesus is brought out here as the great high priest.
Pero aquí leemos que Jesucristo es el sumo sacerdote.
And the difference is Jesus does not die.
Y la diferencia es que Jesucristo nunca puede morir.
He conquered death.
Él venció la muerte.
And he lives and is alive and will ever be alive.
Él vive y vivirá por siempre.
And so because he's alive, he has an everlasting priesthood.
Y porque él está vivo, siempre va a seguir siendo el sumo sacerdote.
Verse 24 said, but he, because he lives forever, has an everlasting priesthood.
Verso 24 dice, mas este, por cuanto permanece siempre, teniendo un sacerdote intransferible.
Therefore, the scripture says,
por lo cual,
because he lives forever.
Puede, 24, 25.
No, just because he lives forever.
Okay, porque él vive siempre.
Therefore, he's able to save to the uttermost.
Puede salvar completamente.
He's able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him.
A los que por medio de él se acercan a Dios.
If we approach God through Jesus Christ,
si nosotros nos acercamos a Dios por medio de Jesucristo,
the scripture says that he's able to save us to the uttermost.
La Biblia aquí dice que él nos puede salvar completamente.
And the reason why is because he ever lives, or he lives at all times, to make intercession for us.
Y la razón es porque viviendo Él siempre viviendo para interceder por nosotros.
This is beautiful.
Esto es muy bello.
Jesus would become the high priest of an eternal covenant.
Jesús iba a ser el sacerdote de un pacto eternal.
And so I want to look at a couple words here.
Quiero mirar algunas palabras aquí.
In verse 22.
En verso 22.
It talks about an oath that was spoken concerning Jesus becoming a high priest.
Nos habla, dice, tanto más ha llegado a ser Jesús fiador de un mejor pacto.
It says in verse 21, the Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
Tú eres sacerdote para siempre según el orden del Melquisedec.
This is an oath from God.
Esto es una promesa de Dios.
And verse 22 says, through that oath.
Y verso 22 dice, por medio de este pacto,
Jesus became the guarantor of a better covenant.
Jesús se hizo fiador de un mejor pacto.
That word guarantor.
La palabra fiador.
It means a person or an organization that gives or acts as a guarantee.
Es nombre de una persona o organización que da como garantía.
What this is saying is that Jesus is the guarantee of this new covenant.
Y esto nos dice que Jesús nos es un garantía del nuevo pacto.
Jesus brought us into the new covenant.
Él nos trajo. Nos lleva al nuevo pacto.
And because of this, we have him as our guarantee.
Y él es nuestro fiador.
If we are in Christ,
si nos hallamos en Cristo,
we are a part of this new covenant.
Somos parte de este nuevo pacto.
Which is called a better covenant.
¿Cuál se llama el mejor pacto?
That means it's better than the old covenant.
Mejor del antiguo pacto.
For it's under the new covenant that we're able to be saved to the uttermost.
Porque abajo del nuevo pacto podemos ser salvados completamente.
I like the way it says it in Spanish, don't you?
Me gusta como dice en español.
Completamente.
Completamente.
We are saved completely.
Completamente.
Amen. To the uttermost.
Al máximo.
That word uttermost can also be called utmost.
La palabra máximo o completamente también se puede llamar, oh, I think I said it wrong, máximo.
In the Spanish, it kind of stays the same.
Okay.
But utmost is a powerful word.
Es una palabra poderosa.
It means what it says that he saved us to the utmost.
Quiere decir
that it's that we are saved to the most extreme or to the greatest to the extent or to the greatest extent.
Que hemos sido salvados al más extremo o a más extrema extensión o cantidad.
To do one's utmost.
En hacer algo al máximo.
It means that you do the most that one is able.
Es quiere decir que has sido lo máximo que es capaz o que puedes.
That means that God has done everything that he can do to save you and me.
Y Dios ha hecho el máximo para salvarnos.
He has saved us to the utmost.
Él nos ha salvado al máximo.
Your salvation is a complete salvation.
Es completa nuestra salvación.
It's not something that has only been partly done. It's something that has been completely done.
No es algo que es parte de algo completo. No, es completamente.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
We have been saved completely.
Hemos sido salvados completamente.
Now, if it says it's to God's extreme,
si es al extremo para Dios,
can you imagine how saved you are?
Se puede imaginar en cuanto somos salvos.
You and I should rejoice in our salvation.
Debemos de regocijarnos de esto.
God has made us complete in him, the Bible says.
Dios nos ha hecho completo en él.
And in the days that we are living in,
en los días en cual estamos viviendo,
our complete trust and hope must be found in him.
Nuestra completamente confianza debemos de hallar en él.
We shouldn't allow ourselves to be distracted with all the things that are going on in the world.
No debemos de dejar que todo lo que está pasando alrededor nos distraiga. Okay.
You know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be informed.
No quiero decir que no es importante tener información.
But what I'm saying is that all those things shouldn't be a distraction in regards to who we are in Christ Jesus.
Pero estas cosas no deben de quitar la verdad de quiénes somos en Cristo.
We have a guarantee of salvation in Christ.
tenemos esa garantía de salvación en Cristo.
We are washed in His blood.
Lavados en la sangre.
We are children of the living God.
Hijos del Dios viviente.
You and I are on the winning side.
Estamos al lado que va a ganar.
We have been saved to the uttermost.
Salvados al máximo.
And we have a high priest that ever lives to make intercession for us.
Y tenemos un sacerdote que está orando por los otros.
What does that mean, Pastor? Is Jesus up there doing priestly rituals on our behalf?
¿Qué quieres decir, Pastor? ¿Estás diciendo que Jesús está en el cielo haciendo lo que los sacerdotes hacían en dar sacrificios?
No, Jesus isn't up there doing that kind of work.
No, Jesús no está haciendo ese tipo de trabajo.
Look at the first part of verse 27.
Miren conmigo verso 27.
It says, unlike those high priests, he does not need to offer daily sacrifices.
Que no tiene necesidad cada día como aquellos sumos sacerdotes de ofrecer primeros sacrificios.
Back then, the Old Testament priests offered sacrifices for their own sins and then for the sins of the people.
En ese tiempo leemos que los sacerdotes hacían sacrificios por ellos mismos y luego sacrificios por la gente.
But the last part of verse 27 shows what he did do, and it says, he did this once for all when he offered up himself.
Dice, porque esto lo hizo una vez para siempre cuando se ofreció a sí mismo.
When Jesus offered up himself on the cross for you and me.
Cuando Jesús se ofreció a él mismo en la cruz del Calvario.
It was done once and it was done once for all.
Lo hizo una vez y para siempre.
It was done once for all in the sense of once for all people if they will believe in him.
Lo hizo una vez por todos los que van a creer en él.
But it also means once for all, meaning all of our sin.
Y también quiere decir que lo hizo una vez por todos nuestros pecados.
For you see in verse 26, it shows that he was holy, innocent, undefiled, separate from sinners and higher than the heavens.
Verso 26 dice que él era santo, inocente, sin mancha, apartado de los pecadores y encumbrado por encima de los cielos.
A perfect high priest.
Un sacerdote perfecto.
He did that sacrifice once for all.
Lo hizo una vez para siempre.
That's why the scripture says he's seated.
Y por eso la escritura dice que Jesús está sentado.
He seated down in heaven at the right hand of the Father.
Está sentado a la diestra de su Padre.
Because the work has been done.
Porque cumplió el trabajo.
So then what does it mean he's interceding for us then?
Entonces, Pastor, ¿qué quieres decir que él está haciendo intercesión para nosotros?
Jesus has retained the scars in his hands and on his side and on his feet.
Jesús tiene los scars. Uh-huh. Okay. Cicatrices. En sus manos, en sus pies, cuando se crucificó.
Think about it.
Piénsalo.
The scripture says when Jesus returns.
La escritura dice que cuando Jesús regrese,
when he comes to Israel in the second coming,
cuando él viene a Israel en su segunda venida,
the Jews that have called out to him for help,
los judíos que han clamado por su ayuda,
the scripture says they will look upon him whom they pierced,
van a mirarlo a quien crucificaron.
For all time and eternity, Jesus retains those scars.
Y por la eternidad, Jesús tiene estas marcas en su cuerpo. I'm not sure how to say it. Say it again. Cicatrices en sus manos y pies.
We're here learning too. Amen. Anyways, when God the Father looks to His right hand side and He sees His Son.
Y cuando Dios mira a su hijo.
And he sees those scars.
Y él mira a los cicatrices,
he will remember forever and forever the price that was paid for your and my salvation.
Él siempre se va acordar del precio que ha pagado Jesús por nuestros pecados.
His presence there is intercession.
Y la presencia de Cristo está allí para hacer, para interceder por nosotros.
And because of that, we can understand we have been saved to the uttermost.
Y podemos entender que hemos sido salvados al máximo.
We have been saved completely.
Salvados completamente.
There is nothing more that needs to be done.
No hay nada más que se tiene que cumplir.
We don't have to fast and pray until we're skin and bone.
No tenemos que ayunar y orar hasta que solamente somos huesos.
It's simply believing and accepting what he's already done for us through the finished work of Calvary.
Simplemente es creer y recibir lo que él ha hecho en la cruz por nosotros.
And when we believe in it and we accept it, we can understand how complete we are in Christ.
Y cuando creemos y lo recibimos, vamos a entender ¿cuántos somos completos en Cristo?
We can rejoice in our salvation.
Y podemos tener alegría de nuestra salvación.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the world needs to see a living faith among God's people.
El mundo alrededor tiene que ver nuestra fe viviendo en nuestra vida.
The days are getting darker.
Los días se están poniendo más oscuros.
But our relationship with God should burn so brightly that the people out there are drawn to the light.
Pero nuestra vida debe de brillar más para que la gente pueda ver nuestra vida.
That our relationship with God becomes attractive to the people around us.
Y que nuestra relación con Dios puede brillar para ayudarles.
You know, I remember one time David Wilkerson preached a message, "The Salvation of Our Face."
Yo recuerdo que el hermano David Wilkerson predicó un sermón que se llamaba "La Salvación de Nuestra Cara."
And you know, we need that to happen in us. You know that?
Y a veces es verdad, necesitamos que esto pasa.
Because you know, in Colorado, it's mandated to wear the mask.
Porque hayamos que tenemos que usar las máscaras.
And so because of that, people only see your eyes anymore.
Y ahora solamente vemos los ojos.
And so I need the salvation of my face.
Y yo necesito que mi cara enseña.
I don't want to look like I'm mad all the time. Maybe.
No me quiero aparecer que estoy enojado.
I want people to see Jesus in me.
Yo quiero que la gente miren a Jesús en mí.
And as we live for Christ,
en cuanto que vivemos por Cristo.
In these last days we can shine brighter and brighter. Amen.
En estos últimos días podemos brillar por él.
Let's say a prayer and then we'll take communion together.
Vamos a orar y luego vamos a tomar comunión juntos.
Lord, I pray that you would help us as your people to understand the length, the breadth, the height, Lord, the true depth of our salvation. That, Lord, we have truly been saved to the uttermost. Lord, when it says uttermost, it means completely, to the fullest extent. Lord, there is nothing more that can be done. You've done it all in Christ. And so I pray that you would help us as your people to fully comprehend the beauty and depth of our salvation. I pray that you'd help us to live out, Lord, our salvation before others, that it would be attractive. That people would see in our lives, even when the world seems to be falling apart, that they would see in us the beauty of salvation. Draw us ever close to you. Draw us near, I pray. And I pray that, Lord, as we draw near, you would even bring forth the salvation, Lord God, of our face, that, Lord, it would even change our appearance. Help us to be like Christ in these latter days. Cause the light to shine brightly, we pray. And I pray many in our households, our neighbors, our communities would see Jesus and be drawn to him, especially during the time that we're living. And so we thank you for this in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen.